here's a story from The World.
Israel took quick action against the coronavirus. It closed its borders and imposed a nationwide lockdown. The result, one of the lowest infection rates in the world. Back in May, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had succeeded. Go out, enjoy yourselves, he said. But as the world's Ariel Osaron reports, now, 2 months later, things are very different.
In the last couple of months, COVID-19 cases have spiked in Israel. On Tuesday, a record high 1,600 new cases were recorded. So what happened since the first wave hit?
A lot changed and nothing changed in a sense.
Nadav Eyal has become one of the most prominent public voices in Israel on the pandemic. He's a senior correspondent with Reshet News. Eyal says that getting the public to stay home right away was very effective.
What stopped working was, of course, that Israel didn't build the mechanisms during the lockdown and after the lockdown in order to tackle small to medium-sized outbreaks and prevent them going to a national level.
Unlike in some countries in Europe and Asia, Israel lifted most restrictions all at once. Kids went back to school, wedding venues opened back up. The public started to feel like they'd beat the virus. Eyal says the two key things in keeping infection rates low are testing and contact tracing. After a shaky start, Israel is now a world leader in testing, but the two need to go hand in hand.
If you want testing to be effective, it needs to be done with contact tracing, with an epidemiological approach, and it needs to be done really quickly. You can't do only one thing. You need to do the whole bunch in order to be effective. I would say that it started off South Korea and it finished off Texas.
Israel's effective national healthcare system has kept the death rate relatively low. But the contact tracing system is suffering from a severe shortage of manpower and expertise. It can take up to 6 days to be notified that you've become infected with the virus.
Public health services, they're not designed and budgeted to be able to do it.
Ilana Bellmaker is a former public health director of Israel's Southern District and an associate professor of public health at Ben-Gurion University. She says Israel's public health services are just not up to a task of this magnitude. For example, the country began the crisis with only 27 epidemiological nurses to handle contact tracing. That's 27 people nationwide. They have since added a few hundred nurses to help with the program, but Bellmaker says they're working flat out and are not able to keep up.
They need help. They can't do it by themselves. And as has happened also, I believe, in the United States, national governments tend to, when they have all these competing demands on their budgets, it's kind of always easy to squeeze down on public health services.
She says the public is losing faith in the government's handling of the pandemic. But beyond the health crisis, it's the economic fallout that has many Israelis worried most. The national unemployment rate has soared to 21%.
I think we reached within a couple of weeks that 1 million people are either on leave without pay or have been fired. That's a huge economic impact.
Over the weekend, thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv. They called on the government to come through with the economic assistance it's been promising, but slow to deliver. One group hit especially hard are self-employed Israelis. Lilach Sapir co-owns the Peacock Bar in Tel Aviv. Sapir had to close down her business during the first wave of the coronavirus. Today, she says, she's operating at a loss, just to stay open for her regular customers.
For 4 months of not working, we got only for April an amount which is equivalent to $3,000. That was the maximum. Most of the people got like half of it. This is like nothing. You cannot pay your rent with this amount of money.
Sapir is one of the organizers of the recent protests. She says they will continue to demonstrate with one clear demand.
Money in the bank, not money on TV, not promises, money in the bank.
Nadav Eyal from Reshet News says Israel's government has failed to contain the virus and to minimize the economic impact.
So this is a perfect storm. You have an outbreak of a big proportion, and then you have a government which is not really functioning very well in answering the needs of people. And that's creating a lot of mistrust.
The current surge in COVID-19 cases has brought a dire warning from Israel's health minister. He now says the country is just days away from ordering a second nationwide lockdown. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran.
Tomorrow we'll hear from a Palestinian health official in the West Bank where they've imposed a nighttime curfew to try to halt the spread.